The lesson that we are to learn, there are many of them in the Bible, but today I just want to talk about one very important trait called patience. So the title of today's message is Learning Patience. 441 days ago, 15,674 days ago, 2.81%. Okay, what are those numbers? 441 days ago is when I got married, and my wife's still not here. I've been waiting 441 days. 15,674? Well, that's when I was born. That's how many days ago I was born. That means 2.81% of my life, I'm waiting for my wife to arrive. 2.81, almost 3% of my life. That is remarkable when you really stop to think about it. I am waiting. I would like to think that I am patient, although not the whole time. But we hit another point on this week. I sent an email to the National Visa Center saying, hey, you said 6 weeks. It's 7 weeks going on eight. Where's my number? I can't start the process without my number. Well, the next day I got my number. So officially they got my file and I made all my payments. First thing they do is they make you pay all the money. And then they take 1 week to process. Then they will allow you to start filling out your paperwork. So that's where I'm at. So it's patience. Well, today I have 3 points of how learning patience helps you become perfect. The first point, it helps you build relationships with others. It helps you build relationships with others. We are to have a relationship with God the Father. He is the Father of patience, a God of patience. And that's in Romans 15. Does he have patience with us? Yes. Do we deserve it? Probably not. So are we not to have patience with one another? I won't ask you to turn there, but part of Ephesians 4, verse 2 says, Ephesians 4, 2 says, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love. This verse connects long-suffering with patiently working with others, even when it is not entirely pleasant for us. We've all gone through life, right? Working with someone, knowing someone, maybe a mutual acquaintance, and you don't really care for what they say. Matter of fact, you just might not care for the person, but you're cordial. You probably have to have a lot of patience with them. And you're commanded to have patience with them. So, what is long-suffering? It is the godly patience and mercy we need to show to others that mirrors as closely as possible the patience and mercy God shows to us. It is not easy to have patience with other people. It's just not. But that is something we must have, we must master, we must understand. My point number three will explain a little bit more as to why. So, relating to your own life, I know that I have an example of my past life where I know a series of events in a short period of time in where I completely failed on patience. I did not have appropriate patience. The patience was of need, and I did not do it. But I see that now, and I realize, wow, you were very impatient. I also noticed that most of my impatience stemmed from any type of me being near a vehicle. In a car, around a car, someone else running out of gas, and I have to go help them, or... That's probably a lot of what I've had. So, lesson learned, right? Don't get in a vehicle with anyone else, and you can only be impatient with yourself. Point two, it helps you draw closer to God. It helps you draw closer to God. See, God is a constant. God is a constant, the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. God has shown us the traits we must have. In order to study and meditate on God's word, you need patience. I don't know about you, but I read the Bible, I do not understand the message right away. I don't read it and say, oh yeah, I get it. No, you have to have patience. You have to read it, understand it, write it down, get it wrong, go back, understand it again, listen to the messages here, understand maybe what we missed, reevaluate, retool yourself, and understand. But you cannot become frustrated. You must have patience. In order to study and meditate on God's word, we do need to have patience. Life will give you trials, and we are going to learn from them. We're going to apply them to the Bible, and we're going to grow. Please turn over to Romans 15. Romans 15. Romans 15. And we can pick it up in verse 4 through 7. Although, if you have time, read 15, 1 through 4. Very powerful message about helping others. Romans 15, we'll pick it up in verse 15, verse 4. 15, verse 4. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Now that the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded towards one another, according to Jesus the Christ, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. We've seen that long-suffering is not just a desired trait for Christians to have, but a necessary component of walking a life leading towards salvation. If we don't show long-suffering and forgiveness to others, God will not show them to us. So, have you ever examined yourself? Have you ever examined yourself to see if you have patience or not? Ask the questions. Am I slow to wrath or quick to condemn? These are questions that you ask yourselves. Do others describe me as calm and laid back, or impatient and easily offended? Does my patience with others mirrors God's patience with me? Do I truly forgive others, or do I hold grudges? Those are just some of the questions you might ask yourself and ponder. So point three. It helps you understand the coming return of Christ. It helps you understand the coming return of Christ. How will you help the broken people of the world after Christ returns if you have not learned patience? Please turn over to Matthew 24, some of the most powerful scripture in the Bible, Matthew 24. Matthew 24. And I think we know the scripture, but it is so powerful and it is very good to read again. Matthew 24, we'll pick it up in 29 through 31. Matthew 24. Matthew 24, and we'll pick it up again in verse 29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, and again, focus on after the tribulation, which automatically proves the rapture wrong, of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven and the powers of the heaven will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven. And then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the earth to the other. If you are ignorant of the Bible, if you are an atheist, if you have no knowledge of the Bible, or if you worship false gods, and you see this, your whole world is over. You're wrong. You're proven wrong. And now you have to accept that this other faith, ours, it was the right one. This is going to be very challenging for the people at that time. Furthermore, do you think that anyone on this earth will escape some death in their house? A friend, a family, someone that they know will die. And they are to come to you, and they are to automatically love God, the true Father, and His Son. They are going to have to turn. It's going to be up to you and me to have a great deal of patience with them. Because there's only one way, and that's God. Only one way. So love first, and abundant patience will be needed. So, in conclusion, the feast is upon us. 30 days until the Feast of Tabernacles. 30 days. I can't believe it. That is wonderful. Very exciting. Much work has to be done before the feast in general. Each and every one of us must sharpen our swords, so to speak. We must learn patience when dealing with neighbors or each other, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, as Ephesians says, Paul. Now is the time to examine yourself and build godly patience. We must draw closer to our Father. And finally, Christ is going to return, and we know what the state of the world will be like. We know what the people will be like. We must be patient with them, as